Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
All right, in case that snowflake we saw on our television screens during the weather forecast wasn't enough of a reminder, the holidays are fast approaching. And if you'd like to give a bottle of something special as a gift, look no further than right here in Connecticut. Our state has a large and growing list of brewers, cideries, distillers, and wineries, and they're making some really great and really interesting beverages. I want to tell you about two of them that I've heard about recently. In Colchester, you'll find Priam Vineyards. They won a gold medal at the New York International Wine Competition for its Jeremy River White Wine. Now, this is a blend of Riesling, Cayuga, and Chardonnay grapes. And Priam's winemaker says it's a good semi-sweet wine that goes well with everything from brie cheese to spicy food. I like everything about this.
Yeah.
It's all making me happy. Priam is one of the number of Connecticut wineries who have won prizes in international competitions in the last couple years. And if you're looking for something for that Downton Abbey fan, Mike Stacey.
That'll be me.
Check this out. Onyx Spirits, which makes the award-winning Onyx Moonshine and Secret Stash Whiskey right here in Connecticut, now makes a gin named for the manor where Downton Abbey is filmed.
I have known about this for a while.
The bottle is beautiful.
Is it? All gins are flavored with things like juniper berries and other herbal ingredients, but the botanicals in High Clare Gin come from High Clare Castle.
Oh, that's fun.
The Countess of Carnarvon,
yes,
the lady of the manor, says that some of the flavorings, like lavender and juniper they're using, have been growing on the grounds of High Clare Castle for hundreds and hundreds of years. So these are just two.
She's visited our state over at Hillstead Museum.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How interesting. These are two unique examples of how to have a cup of holiday cheer this holiday season, and it's all made right here in Connecticut. Sunday is National Take a Hike Day. It's a great opportunity to get outside before the snow and the cold really set in. There are hundreds of miles of scenic hiking trails throughout Connecticut, including 51 miles of the Appalachian Trail. Here are a few noteworthy towns and trails to consider for great hiking in Connecticut. You can visit the town of Kent to hike the Appalachian Trail, which runs along the Housatonic River. The town has a welcome center with a special amenity for hikers, including hot showers, cell phone chargers, and water bottle refilling stations. And there is the Mattabesset Trail, which runs through central Connecticut and offers marvelous views from atop the state's famous trap rock ridges. Visit Geofrida Park in Meriden to hop on the trail to Chauncey Peak and Lamentation Mountain. There's also the Mattituck Trail, located in Peterson Park in Woolcott, where you can follow the trail all the way to Buttermilk Falls in Plymouth, one of Connecticut's great hidden gems. Or you can explore the trails in Last Green Valley, a National Heritage Corridor that runs through 26 eastern Connecticut towns. This distinct region offers 1,000 square miles of fields, forests, and rural areas surrounded by rugged hills. Knowing all that, it's time for you to take a hike in Connecticut. Up for grabs, we have a November CT prize pack. One lucky winner is going to get two lift ticket vouchers valid for the 2019-2020 season at Ski Sundown, a voucher for four tickets to any performance of the Nutcracker Sweet and Spicy at the Wadsworth Athenaeum of Art in Hartford, and free admission for four to Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo. You can get yourself registered to win that by heading over to WRCH.com. Click on Contest, and good luck.